Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it's time for our Paddler's Report, brought to you by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and Massey's. And joining us now is the winner of the Best Dressed Award at the Tarrytown Truck Food Festival, Eric Mohabarak. Hey, Eric, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Darren, how you doing, man? It was great hanging out with you over there. Had a good
time.
Yeah,
we had a lot of fun,
man.
Yes, they did have some good food. I wish I could find some of those trucks now. We had some good products, and it's hard to find them now.
Yep. What you got going on, Don?
Well, I'm over at Marsh and Bayou Outfitters, and I know Massey's, the sponsor of your features, got a lot of stuff going on. They got a big summer sale, and they're sponsoring the part of the City Park Bass Rodeo, the kayak division. What else is going on over there?
Yeah, the City Park tournament's going to be huge. The gift certificates are $500 on down. I think $150 is the bottom one. It sounds like it's going to be a big event out there at City Park, as it is every year. I recommend people go there. They do have a summer sale going on at Massey's. They're getting ready to put their demo boats up for sale. You can go get your name on the list, and that way you'll have one reserved for you. Something else, too, Don, is that did you know that they were given, if you didn't have a kayak and you wanted to fish boats on the bayou, all you'd have to do is get in touch with either Val on the North Shore or John on the South Shore at Massey's, and they would loan you a kayak the day of boats on the bayou for absolutely free.
Yeah, I did hear that. And all you got to do is talk to one of – who's it, Val on the North Shore? And then John's
Val
on the South Shore?
Yeah, the two managers. And they'll have a boat reserved for you on the trailer that morning. They'll give you the location where they're going to be at to drop the boat off to you. And it's free to use during the tournament. And you come back in and they load it up and take it back to the shop.
Doesn't get any better than that or any easier. Well, let's talk a little bit about the fishing going on. Wind's blowing bad. That can really screw up kayakers. We got a tournament going on over here for the kayakers. It's a catch, photo, and lease bass tournament going on today. Any suggestions you've got on fishing this kind of conditions?
I'd go back to Marsh and Bayou and make Chris Tibula go get some Zing Zang and some Tito's and make me Bloody Mary. So I wouldn't be out there in the water today.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that does sound good. But, yeah, it's going to be rough. I don't know where this guy's going to fish. I know they got a bunch of little creeks and stuff over there and little small rivers. I guess that's where I would go, some protection from the wind. I don't know what the height of the rivers are, being that it had rained so much yesterday, and I'm sure that's going to lead a factor to it. There are some ponds off of, 90 over there in Slidell, or right past Slidell, that you could get in that I know of. I'm just not really a big North Shore fisherman. I do fish the lake on the North Shore, but I just don't know enough about fishing over that way to really add anything to it. But that would be my idea, is try and find some safe, protected area, and to watch yourself with the current in those creeks out of rivers. I imagine that it would be higher and flowing faster, while you life vest, of course. And just take your time. It's only a fish.
Reggio pond fishing. What can you tell us about that?
Reggio's been picking up. They opened up that new launch, D's boat launch, and it seems as a few kayakers have been going over there. I know one guy personally, a fly fisherman, the Snake Doctor. He's been heading over that way, and he's been doing very well on the reds and bass. And a few other people have been going, and I've been noticing some good catches coming out of there. I need to get back over there myself. I really love fishing that area. It's a little different than on the east side, a lot of grass and stuff, but water's usually clean, over that way a little bit.
Now, is
better.
That launch that's right there by the bridge, as soon as you cross the bridge on the left-hand side?
Yeah,
all right, I'm glad somebody took that over, because that puts you into so many good local fishing spots. That's easy to get to. It's safe. Has he kind of made it kayak-friendly?
It is kayak friendly. From my understanding, it's $10 to launch. But what is that, man? Pay the $10, your car's safe. People seem to be good. And then it's very accessible for kayaks in that area.
You know, I remember an old guy named Sidney used to run that launcher. Do you remember Sidney? If you ever fished up.
Yeah, I didn't know his name, but yes, I do remember the old man.
Yeah, they kind of, he might have been related to you. They called him a raccoon. You know, and you got the coon
raccoon
feet, so I'm kind of wondering.
Yeah, man.
Eric, you're one of the few kayak charter trip fishermen. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and learn all about kayak fishing, you provide the kayaks and the knowledge and expertise, and you can get them started. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, that's really easy. I wanted to mention one more thing, Don. Massey's will be at the Sportsman Show today with the Hobie team and the Massey's fishing team. So stop by and check them out.
Oh, of course. I know they're going to be
Yeah. But the easiest way to get in touch with me is my phone number, 504-313-8292. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, and that's a pretty easy way to find me.
You're pretty hard to escape. Yeah. They got you covered.
Yeah, they got me covered, man. Definitely.
All right. Eric, take care. Right. If you get a chance, come on by today if you get a chance, if you happen to be in the neighborhood. I can help you get your passport and your shots. I can get your passport and shots. They'll let you in St. Tammany Parish. Just drop my name.
That sounds good to me. All right,
Eric.
All right, Don. Have a great day, man.
We will. Thank you so much. That's Captain Merrick Mohabarak.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.